வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 3rd of February 1976 in Mayapur, India.
Sri Rupam
Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hidyala. If somebody has got this opportunity to take birth in India, Bharatvarsha, he is the right person to distribute real knowledge, paropokar. Otherwise, they are in darkness. In so-called transcendental meditation, go to the Himalaya and go to the forest. We are not interested in all this nonsense. Our only business is to spread Bhagavad Gita as it is, door to door, town to town, city to city. We are not going to seclusion. But as I say, this is professional bluff. I'm going to the Himalaya, I'm going to the forest. Prahlad Maharaj condenses, these are professional bluffs. Or they may be sincere, but still they are trying for their own salvation. Prahlad Maharaj says, I'm not interested in their salvation. I'm interested for everyone's salvation. Everyone must go back to home. That is Vaishnava. Not that for my own salvation I go to Himalaya or in the forest and transcendental meditation, nonsense. We are not interested in those things. These things are for Ajitendriyana, those who are not able to control the senses, they make this business, transcendental meditation and secretly doing all nonsense. The whole thing is transcendental meditation. The Mahesh Yogi, they are doing all nonsense and advertise we are transcendental meditation.
They openly advertise that if you do transcendental meditation, then you can do your business better, you can have a better sex life.
You can do your sense gratification process. Janamaitanadigrihamedetucham. What is condemned by Prahlad Maharaj, that this kind of happiness is must have a minimum and insignificant. Tucham. Tucham means very insignificant. Kanduanena karayu rivadukha dukham. It is just like itching between the two hands. And after the result is misery. Rivadukha dukham. Sipanta neha kripana bahudukha bhai. They know it. That after this enjoyment of itching sensation, there will be so much trouble. So they are not satisfied again and again. Bahudukka bhaj. Begetting one child, they see, is going on. No same. That is it. No same. In Western countries, they are learning. I've seen in Los Angeles Beach, they are having sex. Openly. Just like these birds are beasts. Sipantani hakripana bahudukka bhaj. They are trying to make birth control. Why? Bahudukka bhaj. Are they silly, illicit or legal sex? The after result is very miserable.
It seems that as a country, India's got the best chances for becoming fully Krishna conscious again.
Yeah. Everywhere, sir. Krishna does not say for India.
I mean, for first.
No, that is not. You are making Western countries. Krishna is not limited anywhere. But in India they have got the facilities. But they are becoming rascals, so they are not taking the facilities. The facility is there. And they are everywhere, especially in India. You will see everywhere, every day the sunrise. So beautiful. In Western countries, some places, some kind. But here you'll find every day. That is the question. This is Gayatri Mantra. Om Bhurbhu Asmata Svadita Varannam Bhargaviyo. This facility is in here. You get sufficient sunlight, and with sunlight you keep very healthy and happy. That facility is here.
Also, Srila Prabhupada, last night you were saying the sun is moving. We can see the sun has just come up and is moving across the sky.
Yes.
So what do they base their statement that the sun is stationary? Yes. They have no basis in
that. That's true. They see one thing and say, speak another. That is Askar. That Chakshuresa Savida Sakala Grahana Raja Samasa. Yes, Chakshuresa Savida Sakala Raja Samasa Sudamudi. Asesa Teja. Asesa Teja. The Asesa Teja. Unlimited temperature and light. They have studied. This is Asesa Teja. If they have studied the quality of the sun, how they can say something wrong about the movements? That is also right. Jashagya Brahmati Sang Vritakara Chakra Govinda Vajibhusam Samamita. This is the Brahmati. Never discuss. Thira. Fixed time means Thira. Das Thira. Brahmati Sang Vritakara Chakra. And that is also, that movement is also within the time limit fixed up by Krishna. Morning, 6:30, get up. Yes. You cannot stop it. Krishna's agya. It is the order of Krishna. You stop it, you scientist. You make it conveniently. Not 6:30, make it 8. Can you do this? You rascal, you are claiming scientist. Just Shanta. It is only by his order. You ask him to rise from this side. Why from this side? Is there any scientist? Can change? Why they are claiming that there is no God? Huh? What is the answer? Just Shanta. There is some arrangement. What is their answer? Jagadish Prabhu, what is the answer?
There's no... We don't see how God is working.
God is working. Just Sadhgaya, Brahmati. Just by his order, right? Why don't you see God? It is not your order or your scientist order. Somebody's order. There is God.
There doesn't seem to be any meaning.
What is the meaning?
There is no meaning.
What is the meaning?
It's just evolution. There's no meaning. What's the meaning?
I do not follow what is the meaning. The sun is rising 6:30. Exactly at the time. So there is no meaning?
Well, we can't tell what the meaning is.
That is right. Because you are a rascal, you do not know. You learn it. One who knows the meaning. Sadvijnanathum saguru meva vigacche. You are fool, rascal, how can you know the meaning? You must have to go to the real person.
Who knows?
Guru. Therefore we go to Guru.
How do you...
Tasmat gurum prapadyeta jigyasu se uttama. One who is actually serious about inquiry, he must go. Gurum prapadyeta. Must surrender to Guru. Therefore there is Guru. Adur Gudbasam. If you know, want to know, first of all, take shelter of Guru. That is in there.
Then we will ask, how do we know who is really Guru?
That is another askar now. You see how others are taking Guru, Parampara system. You are rascal, you will play so many questions. But the answers are already there. Evam Parampara Praptam. Guru is he who knows Krishna, who explains Krishna, that is Guru. Otherwise, not Guru. Anyone who is Krishna conscious, who knows Krishna, people. Otherwise, all rascals. Why should you go to a rascal? Immediately, you can understand his guru, who has fully surrendered to Krishna. Radhas, they are all rascals. Namang duskidunam mura prapadyanti narar. Who has not surrendered to Krishna, he is under these four groups. Duskidunam mura naradhama maya purtagha. They may talk of so much knowledge, but they are rascal fools because they have not surrendered to Krishna. All the mayavadis, they are all rascals. They have not surrendered to Krishna. This is the test. Why don't you take lesson from Bhagavad Gita? He is good. One who has surrendered to Krishna, one is servant of Krishna, he is good. That is the test. If you want to select a guru, you have to see whether this person is fully surrendered to Krishna. Then he's guru. What is the definition of guru? Why don't you read all these things? Why you remain fools and rascals? Why we are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amar Agyai Guru Hoya. You become a guru. How? Jare Dakhutare Kaha Krishna. That's a guru. Why don't you see all these instructions? And you are presenting yourself as following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Answer? Why you remain fool and rascal? If you want to remain fool and rascal and question, that is not very good. You must know who is guru. And you say, I do not know who is guru. Why? What is the answer? Guru is defined by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are chanting daily, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Advaita. Take the lesson. Otherwise, why you are praying? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. You rather glorify Hitler and Mussolini. Make them guru. Everything is there. You cannot say that I do not understand. You do not understand means you do not take. What is it? All right?
Yes. You are giving one version of Bhagavad Gita, but there are so many versions of Bhagavad Gita. You are giving one version of Bhagavad Gita, but there are so many versions.
If you can learn one, then your life will be successful for many thousand years. Jasmin vijñāte sarvam idam vijñātam bhavanti. If you simply understand one verse of Bhagavad Gita, then you understand everything. This is the meaning. Jasmin vijñāte sarvam idam vijñātam bhavanti.
I remember once you said, Srila Prabhupada, that it took Arjuna less than 45 minutes, he understood. But for us, it is taking, for materialistic men...
45,000 years.
Yes.
That one muras. An intelligent man can answer, understand everything in a minute. And if he's a fool rascal, even 45,000 years he cannot understand. We are giving the best service to the whole world, trying to make them educated in this account.
Very curious. What is the power and mystery of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada? How he's doing so many things, but yet he does not appear like these other yogis who are like Sachi Sai Baba, who's making magic.
Because they have no eyes. As Sachi Sai Baba has so many properties all over the world, he's creating gold. Has he got so many properties? One property like this, I started this business with 40 rupees, now it is 40 crores. Has this rascal has any property like this?
He's producing ashes.
Just like Yogi Bhajan came, remember Srila Prabhupada in Berkeley, and he said, I am simply here to try and understand how you are doing so greatly, how you are acquiring, opening so many temples. He said, I have simply come to try and understand that point, to learn your secret. He said.
Nowadays, all these yogis and swamis are going. Even that blind, sensitive person
from Ganges,
Gangeshwaran, he also went. But he coming back, he's disappointed. Nobody took care of him. Although in India, he's known as a great sensitive person. We have no asset. We have no Krishna. Therefore, they are beggars. Janglabdha chaparang labhang mannati nadhikang tata. If one gets Krishna, then he gets everything.
Therefore, we pray Vishnupadaya, Krishna Vrishtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami.
Not Vishnupadaya, Vishnupadaya.
Vishnupadaya.
The Prabhupada and Vishnupada is the same thing. Vishnu is Prabhu. Prabhu Vishnu. They say like that. Who says that?
Oh, that how they are trying to understand your powers?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, in one college I was lecturing in Kansas. Some students came to me. And they said, we are amazed. They were disciples of this one. I cannot remember his name. Mm. And they were asking me, how your guru has got some power. We are trying to understand.
Yeah.
I told them, yes, even we may be unwilling, still we are forced to serve Krishna by his grace and mercy.
And even the students are asking, that means it has become widespread. And the small boys, they are also studying. So why did you not say? You are asking why he has become so famous. And still you do not say more than other baby. You are asking this question, how he has become. That means he has already become more than. So why you are asking this question?
Srila Prabhupada, I think you are the only real resident of Bharatvarsh.
Huh?
You are the only real resident of Bharatvarsh. No one else has fulfilled that.
At least historically it is proved. Because of envy of my godbrother, I was known, although they knew the Prabhupada liked me very much. Because I am Grihastha, I was not Pacha Grihastha. Pachagriyastha is a rotten Grihastha. And now they say this Grihastha has come out more than us. What is this? Sridhar Maharaj is chief disciple.
Gauriya.
He only used to say to Sridhar Maharaj that you are saying Avayava was Grihastha, but he is more than many yogis. He was telling.
Even before.
When I was Grihastha, they were my tenants. So, and he used to say.
He saw you in your act.
Yes, he said that, Maharaj, you are saying his Grihastha is more than many yogis. He used to say that word.
Yes, good sentiment.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Kivavipra Kivashuddha Nashikaneva. Jai Krishna Tattva. It doesn't matter whether one is Grihastha or Sannyasi.
You always said serving the greatest.
Yeah.
Come great.
A big man's son squanders money and the father pays. Similarly, if you become pure devotee of Krishna, the father will spend money. Why do you care? Where from money?
Just like Srila Prabhupada, you had dined upon, print $50,000 in books.
Yes.
In the beginning.
Yes. I gave him $5,000. And I ordered him 52 to the house. And I told him, money will come. He said that 5,000 he is giving advance, money will come. So they immediately published Krishna book, $40,000 worth.
And they told me, Srila Prabhupada, later that that was the first time in the history of their company that they would ever make any such concession.
They thought?
Yes. They were Mr. Ogata and Mr. Kugimoto. Somehow, by his... Yes. He's such a great man, his divine grace. Somehow, we accepted. They were surprised. Remember when he went?
They were mystified by you, Prabhupada.
Then I was coming back from America at that time, I came back to Japan for this purpose. At that time, you are in charge.
Yeah. Your dealings with them were very memorable.
How we agreed. That's all right.
And whenever I would see the president, that one meeting you had with him, whenever I would see the president after that, he would always ask me, how is his divine grace? How is he feeling? And where is he?
I challenge him. You are Buddhist? Yes. You are eating meat? Yes. What is this? That was my first talking with him.
They were wanting to talk business for a long time. You were simply preaching to them.
That's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Kaji. His first question was that what kind of religion you are following, you are killing your father and mother? This was the beginning of the talk. What kind of religion it is? How is that? I am killing my father and mother. Yes, cow is your mother and bull is your father, you are killing them. The bull is giving you grains by working in the field, and the mother is giving you milk, and you are killing them. This was his first question. So this is a civilization of killing father and mother. All over the world, they are killing bulls and cows. In England, there is law that you can maintain a cow, but you cannot maintain a bull. It must be killed. Yes? When I was a guest in John Lennon's house, the manager in charge, he was telling me, "This is, you cannot keep bull. This is our law." I learned from him.
Only for breeding purposes. All the rest are killed.
This is law in England? So you cannot keep even bull private. Must be killed. This is the law. This matter, bull will not supply milk, so there is no use. It must be killed. Otherwise, they are ferocious animals. They have made this law. The cows may be given some time to be killed, but the bulls should be killed immediately. This is the law.
Nor do the farmers actually want to keep them anyway.
No.
They're useless animals.
They're simply expensive.
They don't
but
know.
Here in India, they know how to utilize bulls for transportation, for plowing, and so many other things.
Such a shortage of fuel, but there's no shortage of fuel with a bull?
No, rather it will supply you gobar, fuel. Whatever you will eat, it will give you a fuel.
Return.
Yeah, return.
But now the government is trying to teach the people that they should buy tractors and kill the calves.
Huh?
They want to make tractors popular.
Huh?
And then
kill the bulls.
They are criticizing us because in our goshala we maintain the male calves.
No, and our Hari case was attacked by a bull and he was taken.
Yeah.
And also the doctor was criticizing. If you have killed the bulls, then this condition would not have come to you.
Karma.
No. There would have been no accident because you know that?
I heard about the
There was an accident and he was taken to hospital. So he was advised, because you do not kill the bulls, therefore this is accident. As if without killing, by killing the bull, there is no accident. And they do not cite the accident by motor car, gutter bulls. Accident will be there. But this is going to be a lawn?
Yes.
It'll have flower bushes and tulsi around after the construction. The botanical director suggested that on the one end, you make a little type of arbor covering of a vine so that your divine grace could sit there and give lecture from there.
Yes.
And the devotees could sit on the lawn.
Yes. Very nice.
So gigantic and supplement, and we make the Kapoor Thakur on the gate. How foolish is the doorkeeper?
I challenged them that why are you putting Bhaktivinoda Thakur at the gateway? So they say, well, this was in memory because when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a magistrate, then he used to go there, and he used to watch the local people do some sports and horse racing and things. And so as memory, they're making there.
So you are so intelligent. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was not so intelligent that he could place him. But you are so very intelligent. You are surpassing Bhaktisiddhanta. So you are intelligent or fool? You should answer like this.
Jumping over a group.
Yes. He could not understand why Bhaktivinoda Thakur should be placed. You have understood. You are so intelligent, over intelligent. That means rascals. Over intelligent means rascals. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he remained so many years and he could not understand. You have understood to make Bhaktivinoda Thakur a gatekeeper. Tell him next time when you that you are over intelligent.
Yes, Saki Babu, he is there.
Yeah.
Opposite.
Oh. So that means he has not shown respect to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has disgraced.
Now the government is saying that they have to knock down those temples because of the encroaching on the roadside.
What was your Guru Maharaj's plan for where he... What... I don't understand. I mean, did your Guru Maharaj want it?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur's statue was there.
So why it was...
Because it was there. My Guru Maharaj never tried to bring it here.
So what happened?
Huh?
So they did it?
No, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's picture was there. Not there on the gateway. In the back.
So they built this.
They should have taken away that building which was constructed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and placed him there as separate temple. That red.
Right.
That was constructed by Bhaktivinoda
Thakur. You mean that school building?
No, in the back. Just on the side of the temple.
Oh, yeah. Old building.
Yeah. If they wanted to show some respect, they should have installed him there.
Just next to the temple. Your Guru Maharaj did not build because there was something already in Swarup Ganj.
Yeah.
So why don't they be satisfied?
And they are bigger than Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati.
It's not their position.
Over intelligent.
I remember one time Kartikeya Maharaj was chanting to a picture of Bhaktisiddhanta. He chastised him and said, What is your connection with Bhaktisiddhanta? Your connection is with me.
Who said?
You did. Well, Kartikeya Maharaj said he was chanting to your Guru Maharaj's picture. He said, how you can connect with him? Your connection was with me.